Good morning. This is Jim Adlin.
Hi, Jim. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
How are you doing, Tina?
Hi. You told me to call you this morning because you wanted to start the program with the Facebook ads, right?
I don't know. I don't know what I want anymore. All I want to do is get out of business, retire, and start drinking beer. Yeah,
that's a good plan.
<Isn't it though?
laughs> I like that. I'm right there with you. Oh, man. That's what I tell the team. Sometimes they're calling out and they're trying to, you know, sell our program, but they'll come across mm-hmm. somebody that's been in business for 30 years and they want to be on the mm-hmm. golf course, you know, 4 days a week and only work 3 days. And they'll mm-hmm. be like, but don't you want more business? And I tell them, hey, they've earned that right. If they want to, you know, scale back, then more power to them. You know, we may not be the best fit,
right.
You know.
Yeah, the only problem is I quit drinking beer a long time ago, so
that's
not part of my plan anymore.
Yeah. You know what? I've never been an avid beer drinker. I don't understand it because the people in my family that drink beer, they love it. They're like, isn't it just mm-hmm. on a hot day where you just feel like one? And I'm like, no, I don't.
Yeah, no, it's an acquired taste, I think, you know.
I think
but
so.
But once you give
Absolutely.
It up, I think it's pretty easy to avoid it, really, you know. But
yeah.
Anyway.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. So what I've done here is I hired a guy to build a new website. So that's what's going on. All right. I've got another guy working on a website, and he's doing it instead of Squarespace. He's using WordPress, and he claims that will help me. I don't know that it really will, but he says it will. And his websites look, you know, I mean. I hate to say it, but just about anybody can build a good website. If they have basic knowledge, they can do a pretty nice website nowadays, you know. But anyway, he's doing that, and so I'm waiting for that to come online. I guess up until the time his stuff starts to kick in, I guess I can try this for a month.
Yeah, I think it would be really good for you because you want to target those areas I put in the note yesterday. You want to specialize mm-hmm. in the reclaimed flooring and have like before and after photos of the flooring restoration that you have. So I mm-hmm. think this would be a really good route for you to go. And remember, I'm going to give you that $249 friends and family package. So it's mm-hmm. rather than paying $199, you'll be paying $249, but you get $100 worth of Facebook ads. So you're going to get a lot more bang for your buck than with just that $199 package.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I don't define Facebook ads. I've never done it. How much do you get for your money spent? I don't really get Facebook ads yet because I've never done it. So tell me what
that
means. Okay.
So it's a pay-per-click campaign, and what happens is we take that extra $100, we send it directly to Facebook, and they start running those ads for you. And what mm-hmm. happens is the search engines will track what people in your area are searching for, and if mm-hmm. they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, next time mm-hmm. they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there will be an ad for your company coming up front and center. And that's mm-hmm. free. It doesn't matter how many people see that. It's free. It won't take money out of the budget. The only mm-hmm. time it'll take money out of the budget is when people click on it. Okay? And the nice thing about the Facebook ads that you're not getting right now with just the local map optimization on Google is mm-hmm. we can run those ads wherever you want. So I know that you were talking about going a little bit north of you, Ladue, Clayton, Orson, Woods, Chesterfield, Richmond, Webster. So we're going to start running those ads in that targeted area. So you're going to get, you know, more of the clients that you're wanting to focus on, which I think you said you wanted to go north because it's a higher end clientele, right?
Well, not necessarily north, but just west. If I go north too far, it's poor people, right? If I get above University City, that's all poor people. It's
okay.
A night and day divide right there at Del Mar. It's just horrible. Okay, so if I go on a radius, that puts me into Badlands, right? So that's why I don't do radiuses.
That's why with the Facebook ads, rather than setting it as a radius, we'll send the targeted areas. So that way you don't have mm-hmm. to worry if it's too far north or not far enough west. We'll actually have areas.
That's defined by zip codes rather than maps, correct?
Right. Right, or I can send over to the Facebook advertising team what I just mentioned, mm-hmm. Ledoux, Clayton, Orson Woods, Chesterfield, Richmond, Webster, and we can start there, and then you can always add on to it as you go. But you have mm-hmm. to understand that the larger you grow it, the more money it takes out of the budget. So I always tell people to stick with a good, solid, you know, maybe 3 to 7 core areas group. That they feel, mm-hmm. right, that core group, because sometimes people tell me, and you don't want to set a radius, but sometimes people say, oh, I want the entire northeastern region of my state, and yeah, we can do it, but that's going to cost a lot more money than just of the $100 mm-hmm. budget. So I think, right. you know, with what the cities you gave me yesterday and with this budget, mm-hmm. I think it'll work very well, but you could always modify it as you go.
Got it. Okay. well, I mean, how much does it cost per click, and how much does it take out of the budget? Just $1 or $5 or $10? How much does it take out for each click?
Every area and every click is different. So I've seen it happen on Facebook where a click is 50 cents. I've seen it where a click is $2. So it mm-hmm. all depends on the area and what the keyword is. But the nice mm-hmm. thing is on your dashboard, you'll actually see how much money is being used in the budget, how much the clicks mm-hmm. are, which keywords are being used. So you'll have a full report of that in your client dashboard.
All right. So, do the clicks go up any more than $2, or can they go up to $5, or what's the max they'll go up to depending on the area?
I haven't seen them go up that much. On Google ads, yes, they'll go up very expensive, but on the Facebook ads, mm-hmm. I haven't seen them go up past $5.
No, that's still a significant increase. $5, you don't get too much bang for your buck. You get, 20 clicks and you're out of money. So.
Well, remember, the only time you get charged for it is if somebody clicks on it. So if someone's just mm-hmm. scrolling through their newsfeed and they're not interested in, you know, your type of flooring, they're going to just mm-hmm. bypass it, and that's free. You were still found, but they're not going to charge you. So the only right. time you're going to get charged is when people actually click on it. And the reason they're going to click on it is because there's going to be something in that ad that's intriguing to them because they're looking for that type of flooring, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, I will say this. I haven't had any success in the past with pay-per-click. It just seems like mm-hmm. a windfall of money to the advertisers of the world that's just raking the cash when they put those out there. But, you know, it is what it is. Some people do good with it. Other people like me, I haven't had much success with pay-per-click. I just haven't. So.
Yeah. Well, the difference with pay-per-click on Google is that on Google, the ads, the pay-per-click ads show at the top of the page. And anybody can click on them at any time. And oftentimes it's people trying to sell you something, or it's a competing mm-hmm. company trying to drive your mm-hmm. bill up, you know, and so that's why a lot of people hate the Google pay-per-click ads, because money's coming out of the budget for people that aren't actually potential clients. But with mm-hmm. the Facebook ads, the difference is it's more targeted, because the only reason your ad would show up in a certain individual's Facebook feed is because they were already online and searching for your product, and the search mm-hmm. engines are tracking that. So it's different. It's more targeted. So you're not going to see people clicking on it that are clicking trying to sell you something, because they're not going to try to sell you something because they hadn't found you on the Google ads, you know, that's coming exclusively through Facebook marketing, targeted marketing through Facebook. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then remember, you still have the local Google listing and the Bing and all the directories and the mobile optimization. That's still included too, but we're just adding on that extra, you know, bell and whistle, so to speak, to get you even more traction.
Right. Right. Well, like I said, whatever you're doing now isn't working well enough for me. The whole day will go by when you get a single Squarespace, inquiry, you know, where someone's doing a call to action. So
yeah, you're getting closer to where it's going to start exploding for you. I think I explained this to you yesterday. Industry mm-hmm. standard takes 90 days. We're a premier partner, so we do it in 30 to 45 days. So you're definitely mm-hmm. already ranking, but obviously over time it's going to get even stronger and stronger.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what the last 12 people told me, maybe, but okay. you know what I mean? Your industry is very interesting. A lot of times, they can start off really good, and then over time it goes down to what happened here, right? And I don't ever understand it. Okay, so at some point maybe they get fat and happy with it, and they're more interested in taking on new business, and they're not spending the time per month to keep me up there, and all of a sudden, you know, my calls fall off, and I don't know why, you know. So,
right.
I mean, it's just, it's a whore's industry, excuse my French, but that's what I feel like it is, because, you know, the younger generation, the Xers, they just want mailbox money, period. You know, that's what my experience has been, you know. They want to get someone in there and started, and then hope that they just are you know, not paying attention, and they're not doing their thing, but they're still getting monthly payments. You know, and I've been down that road too many times to count. I just, it's unbelievable what I've been through with SEO marketing. It's smoke and mirrors for me. I don't have any good results from it. It doesn't matter whether I stay 3 months or, you know, a whole much longer than that. It just doesn't seem to matter, you know, so.
I see.
You know, I don't know. I just haven't had really good success with it, you know.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. I've been doing this for a long time, Jim, and I've heard all kinds of horror stories out there relating to other companies. And, you know, sometimes it's two guys in a basement that get together and try to do programming, or sometimes it's a company that's outsourcing calls to India or the Philippines, where if you try to get a hold of someone, it's impossible. I just talked to a guy this morning. Mm-hmm. He had a horror story from some company that was set up in Pakistan, you know, and not only did he not deliver results, but he messed up all of his Google placement, you know? So, you just have to be very, very careful. And, you know, I can't speak for the other companies, but I can speak for our company, because I've been doing this for a very long time, that if you give it the time to come to the full potential, it definitely will be profitable for you. There's no question. And especially now that you're bundling it with those Facebook ads, you're going to see even a boost in performance just coming from that avenue, which you didn't have before, you know? Absolutely.
Well, I mean, I'll try it, but boy, in 30 days, I'm expecting to see results. I mean, I really have to see results. Just give us another month now. That ain't happening. I'm not going to, you know, just keep going for no reason.
Right. So remember, you're on a month-to-month subscription with us. So, yeah, if you decide that you don't want to continue, no problem. Just call us before your next billing, and you won't have to worry about any further charges. And then for this package, I know that we were talking yesterday about how the card that we had was no longer valid. So for the new card, had anything else changed, or is it still the Flora Avenue for the billing address?
Yes, same.
Same. Okay. And then I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
Well, what are you going to need from me, though? Am I going to need to send you pictures for this Facebook campaign, or what are you going to need from me before we get into this?
So you already have a ton of pictures on the Google Business page and on your site, so we can definitely use that. But if you have something special, like you were talking about yesterday, that flooring that was completely restored from the 1940s, right? So if you have something special that's added, you can absolutely send that to us, and we'll start using that in the post. But for now, we can also do the ads based on the information that you already have on your Google Business page. Did you already post before and after pictures of that particular case, or no? That client?
Well, the problem is that was shot on an old camera, an old phone, and that phone is no longer being used, and I can't get in there to take new pictures, unfortunately, because it's a very guarded marijuana growing facility now, so.
I see.
I can't get in to see the floors. Of
You might have more problems than just taking a picture if you try to do that, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no problem. We'll just use the content that we have, and then as you go, if you complete a super awesome job and you think, like, oh, this would be really enticing for a new Facebook ad, you can always send new content to us at photos@localsplash.com, or you can upload them directly to your dashboard, and I can show you how to do that as well once we get the payment up to speed.
Yeah, let me see what what you're going to base this on. You're going to base on my Google your business profile on Google or what?
Mm-hmm. Yep. On your Google business profile, there's already images on there that we have access to, and also on your website. But I hesitate to offer, you know, taking content off your website since you say someone's working on a new one. But I do see some really good examples on this website that we can use as well. Wood floor repair and restoration. There's a picture of a before and after there. Wood floor installation, wood floor refinishing. So there's some pictures already up on your site. Is the new site also going to be the same address, or is he going to use a brand new address? I know you said it's going to be WordPress.
You mean abeflores.com?
Yeah, is it going to still be abeflores.com where he uses that domain and builds a new site, or is he building a brand new site with a new domain?
I don't think it's going to be a new domain, although I do own another related URL that's aimed at eight floors.
Okay.
I think it's St. Louis Wood Floor, or stlouiswoodfloors.com, maybe.
I see. Okay. So if it stays at Abe Floors, don't worry about it. But when that site launches, if he did use a different domain, just let us know so that we can update it on everything on this end too, okay?
Great.
Mm-hmm. Then in the meantime, we'll just promote the site that you have now.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at my profile here, my business, Google my business profile here.
Mm-hmm.
It's saying I have 49 Google reviews, 4.8 hours. I'm open appointments, afloors.com. I got all that information up there.
And if you click on the picture, it says 207 photos. So that's the content that I was saying we can use for the Facebook ads. You have a lot of photos on here, which is great. So we can use this content.
Where are you seeing 207 photos?
If you hover over the picture, there's like a picture of a white and black staircase. If you hover over that, it pulls up where it says 207 photos. And if it doesn't pull up, you could just click on it. And then there's a little slide bar to the right. It'll take you down, and you can see like a ton of photos on there. So this is what we can use to run the Facebook ads.
Okay, let's see, and mine doesn't tell you how many photos are on there when I'm looking at my own, so I don't know why.
Yeah, that's weird. I wonder, let me see here. Let me just go
all
back.
All I see is my logo, and it's not the right logo either. So
let me click one more place here and see. Google Maps and then Google Places. Okay, so if you see, because I'm definitely on the same Google listing as you are, because it says 49 Google reviews, it has the website link, the phone number, but on where you see the white and black staircase, do you see where it says see photos?
No, it just says add photos.
Oh, you know what? You're actually in the listing. What I'm doing is I just went to your business name on Google with the city. Yeah, and then if you click, do you see the map with the Chesterfield area? And then next to it, do you see the black and white staircase at least, or no?
Yeah,
or
like I said, it's there. No, it's there, but on mine it says add photos. It doesn't do anything when you hover over.
Oh, that's because you're logged in. Okay, yeah, that's because you're logged in. But I can tell you that we have access to, there's 207 photos here, so we can use that to run the Facebook ads.
Okay.
Mhm. Yep. You're going to see much better results with this gym. I'm very confident that you'll see good results. So I'll send the message over to that department to start the Facebook ads right away. We'll use the content on your Google business page, and then we'll target those specific areas. And then as you go, if you ever want to modify the service area, you can let us know as well, okay?
Yeah, well, which ones are you going to use? Which service areas?
Let me go back to that page. Give me a second. It says Ladue, Clayton, Orson Woods, Chesterfield.
You're saying Orson. It's Warson, W-A-R-S-O-N, not Orson.
Oh, Warson. Okay, maybe I was typing too fast yesterday. Okay,
W-A-R? W-A-R-S-O-N.
S-O-N. Okay,
Woods.
Warson Woods. Okay, I fixed that. Right. Chesterfield, mm-hmm. Richmond, Webster.
Richmond
Is there anything
Heights.
Else? Richmond Heights. Okay. So let me see.
And then,
how many
there is
that.
Other ones. There's Town and Country.
Oh, that was it. I remember you gave me another one. Town and Country. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then there's, let's see. There's another one in there. Which one is it? Frontenac. F-R-O-N-T-E-N-A-C.
Okay. F-R-O-N-T-I-N or T-E-N-A-C, right?
I think it's T-E-N-A-C, yeah.
Okay.
F-R-O-N-T-E-N-A-C.
A-C, okay, got it.
Mm-hmm. So, and then there's other areas that have wealthy and middle class and even some lower, I mean, like that would be like Webster Groves and Kirkwood. There's some very wealthy people that live in those areas, but then there's also middle class and poor people that live in those areas. So I don't know if that's ones to include or not. I don't know. You know, with each one I add, I dilute it a little bit more. That's the only thing. So I don't know what to do. I don't know what makes sense.
What I would do, honestly, is I can put that as a side note to the technicians that, you know,
mm-hmm.
Webster Grove and Kirkwood might be good places, but you wanted to hold off on it right now. I would start
mm-hmm.
with the ones that you have. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, that's a really good service area to run ads. That's 8 different areas. And then
mm-hmm.
based on what's your return and your response and how many people are clicking on you and how many calls you're getting, you can
mm-hmm.
always add those extra 2 on in the, you know, down the road. I could even, like I say, put that in your notes where if you want to, you know, do a test for a couple of days and add those cities, you can text me and say, hey, Tina, add those extra 2 cities for this week. I want to see how it goes. And then we can
mm-hmm.
take those other 2 cities off, you know, so that's, no problem. That's the nice thing about the Facebook ads is it's more targeted.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, yeah, I guess I don't have any control over what those Facebook ads say or look like either, right? I mean, that's you guys doing your thing, right?
Exactly. We'll do it based on the content that you have, so it's not going to be anything off the wall. You know, they're going to see based on what you already have on the Google business page on your site, the best flooring examples. But what I'm going to send them is the detailed notes on what we discussed yesterday, is that
mm-hmm.
you really want to promote the reclaimed flooring and the flooring refinishing, restoration from, you know, I don't know. I don't know what a good word would be. Not like classical flooring, but, you know, like you say, the good examples of flooring that you can restore, because a lot of people might not even know that you do that just based on the way your site is right now. And that's
mm-hmm.
something that I want to promote for you, you know?
Yeah. Well, how can I send you pictures of a job that we just completed?
You could just send it over to photos@localsplash.com.
You don't have a direct email?
I do. Here.
Mm-hmm.
I'll send you an email that says, please reply to this email with your photos.
Mm-hmm.
My email is a little tricky because it's my first initial and last name, but I'll
mm-hmm.
send it to you, and then that way you can reply to me, and then I can look them over and send them over to the technicians. So I'll put
okay, yeah, it would be best, because then I can tell you, you know, you can tell me which ones ring true. And, you know, there's some befores and some afters, okay? So I'll have to do it in such a way that I'll send a before and after of each area, maybe.
Oh, that's a good idea. Okay.
Or before, sort of beginning and after, or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, so people can see the work in progress, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a really cool idea. So.
Yeah. So, and then I have another job that we did that I'm going to have to spend time to sort of pick them apart out of there, but out of all my photos. But I got a before picture and numerous during pictures, and then I have the final pictures of the floor after it's been sanded and finished and everything. And it's a pretty amazing transformation, honestly. I mean, it's just like it goes from a raw subfloor to a beautiful finished floor with kitchen cabinets on top. So.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I really love that. I love it when people are proactive with their account and send fresh content frequently, because I always say that you'll get better results. You know, some people don't want to deal with it. They say, oh, you just use what you want and I'm done. And that's great. They'll still get good results. But I always say the more proactive you are with the account, Jim, the better results that you'll see. So keep in mind, I want to preface something and let you know that my role here at Local Splash is to call out and collect failed payments. That's typically what I do. So I'm not a technician. I don't do programming. I don't select content for Facebook ads or anything like that. But you
Who is that person that does that?
There's two people in that department, Kyle and Lydia. So that's what I was saying is when you send me things, I will forward it over to them, and they're the experts. They're the ones that are going to be putting content together for you. So, you know, I definitely can be a point of contact where, you know, if you ever have an issue or you have questions or you want to modify, you can always call me, and then I can, you know, get you over to the right person. But I'm definitely not the one that does all of those ads specifically. That's a different department.
Well, is there any way that I can deal directly with Lydia or Kyle, or do they not have any connection with their customers?
They typically are just doing the programming behind the scenes. They don't do any calls, but I could definitely set up like a client interview where somebody calls you just to make sure that the Facebook ads are set up appropriately. I could do that rather than them going off of my notes, right? They could call you and they could go over everything together with you.
Right. Well, I'm just sort of trying to see, you know, if I can have some control, at least initially, over it. And then, you know, can go from there, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So let me just see how to go about this. I'm going to ask in a chat real quick here. I'll put... So I just chatted that department, and I'll wait for them to respond. But I will tell you this, Jim, if for some reason, you know, because they're programmers, they don't really interface with the clients directly. So if for some reason they can't call you, I can definitely have someone in customer support that specializes in Facebook ads call you back as well. So either way, we'll get, you know, the proper person to call you back, because all I typically do is just collect the failed payments.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I just want to make sure that the ad that goes out looks how I want it to look and says what I want it to say.
Of course.
People have no idea about the wood floor business can easily make some critical mistakes on their communication, which makes me look like a rundown. Okay, so
right.
That's why I want to make sure that, you know,
there's some pretty sophisticated people looking at this stuff. I've got architects, designers, various people looking at this. And so, you know, accuracy is critical.
Yes, I agree. Because you're having, like you say, architects and designers and people that would know the difference. It's not just a regular, you know, Joe Schmo that's going to purchase some cheap vinyl flooring that, you know, wants it installed that's going to look at it. These are people that will know the difference, right? So that's why I want to get it set up properly for you as well. So that's why I can create the appointment. Once I get the payment up to speed, I'll send that department the notes, and then I'll set up a secondary call for someone to call you back later today where they can go over all of the fine details. And then in the meantime, you can reply to my email with the photos of the new jobs that you have, and then I can forward that over to them as they come.
All right.
Okay. Okay, so I think...
What am I going to owe you today?
So today it would just be $249.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings me to when?
So your billing date is on the 22nd, but I don't want you to have two payments in February because, remember, the January 22nd was past due. So what I'll do is I'll collect that past due amount and add the Facebook to it, and then I'll push the next billing out 30 days, which means you'll be paid in full until March 1st.
All right. And what's that amount, 250?
Yep, 249.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And then is it a Visa, MasterCard?
All right. Well, what happens with this number after I give it to you? I mean, is it get put into your system and it's there, or?
Yes. Yeah, everything is done on an automatic renewal, Jim, but it's a month-to-month subscription where you can cancel at any time. All we ask is that you call us within 3 business days of your next billing if you wanted to cancel. So just, you know, before the 1st of March. But I'm confident that you're going to love it and you're not going to want to cancel, but you do have that option.
All right. Well, the problem is I don't have a credit card. All I have is a debit card. I hate to give that out.
So you know what you could do? I've had people do this before where they give me a card for a one-time payment. So you can give me the debit card and I can process it, and then I can go back in and put the other card on file for future billings. But the card we have is ending in 8749, and I think it says it's no good. So, but we could put any other card back on file for future billings if you like.
Right. Yeah, that's fine. Let's go ahead then.
Okay, let's do that. So go ahead with the debit card number when you're ready.
All right. Now, am I going to have a point of contact then right away from the person that handles customer service so I can get this Facebook ad?
Correct.
The right way.
Yep. I'm going to send a message over to them to call you. And when I send that, they say they'll call within 1 business day. But the good news is I'm in Southern California, so it's only 9 a.m. here right now. So I'm confident that they'll call you today, if not no later than tomorrow.
All right. Mm-hmm. 4034.
Okay.
9100.
Got it.
9280.
Okay.
1929.
Okay. Expiration?
0126.
And the code on the back?
118.
Okay. And then you said it's still Flora Avenue for the billing address, so let me get the authorization, and then I can go back in and I can switch the card for next month. So give me a second. Okay, so that one went through. So for next month, give me a different card number to put on file, please.
Right. Yeah.
That way we make sure this one was just a one-time.
Okay, and then send me... you know, whatever that best email is to send to the team there that handles that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I already sent you the one that says, please reply here with your photos. So when you send that to me, I'll forward it to that department. But if you want to send it to that department directly, it would just be photos@localsplash.com. So I'll reply to my own email forwarding to you just saying, or you can also use that. Or you can also send photos directly to photos@localsplash.com. That way you'll have it, because I know that, you know, probably once you get off the phone, you're going to go, oh, what was that email again, you know? So,
yeah.
So I'll send it
right
to you so you have it. Okay, so now you have two options for that, and customer support will call you within one business day. So when I typed this card in, Jim, it erased the former one. So I need to actually go back in and physically put in the other card. So do you have another card that I can put on file for next month?
I don't yet, no. I'm going to have a regular credit card for that.
Okay. So I'll have to leave it then with this card on file. So can you just make sure to call us as soon as you have the other card so we make sure that this one doesn't get billed again?
Yes, I will.
You will? Okay, good. All right, so we have a good game plan. I just sent the notes over to that department, so someone will be calling you either later today or tomorrow just to make sure that the Facebook ads are set up appropriately, okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, I enjoyed talking to you, Jim. Have a great rest of your week, too.
Likewise, thank you very much. Also,
all
can
right.
you send me
You're
a note?
Welcome.
Can you put it on Stickler to send me a, pardon me?
Like a receipt, you mean?
No, remember you said you would send me a...
Oh, the reminder email. Yeah, I'll send you. I'll set
no,
that up right
no,
now.
A reminder that, if you want to catch it, you need to do it now or whatever, okay?
A reminder of what? I'm sorry. Maybe I'm not on the same page right now.
Well, you said I can set it up where I can give you a reminder in enough time to cancel if you want to do that.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was thinking. We are on the same page. So I'll send that to you. Let me look at the calendar. I want to send it maybe a week before March 1st just so that you get a little nudge to call us. Okay, I'll send you a reminder, okay?
Yep.
All right, we're good to go. So thank you for updating that. Have a great rest of your week.
Okay, thank you too.
Okay, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.